On Wednesday, it was a lot about Ukraine. We heard the speech from President Volodymyr Zelensky. He really appealed for international solidarity for his country. He said Russia hasn't been able to defeat them on the battlefield yet, so now they're trying to break their spirit. And one of the ways they're doing it is by trying to destroy Ukraine's power grid ahead of the winter. And as you know, it's really brutally cold in Ukraine in the winter. And he said 80% of the country's power has been knocked out. So he was appealing for, of course, more military support. And he's gone down to Washington, D.C. today to see President Biden to discuss what he's calling his victory plan for Ukraine. And then on another front, we had a lot of talk about the escalation from Gaza over the border of Israel into Lebanon. You know, it's been really hot in the last week or so. There have been a lot of Israeli airstrikes against Hezbollah, against targets of Hezbollah militants who are based in Lebanon, and rockets fired from Hezbollah militant bases in Lebanon into northern Israel. And the Israelis are fed up, and the prime minister says he wants the 60 or 70,000 Israelis who've been displaced from their homes in the north to be able to go back home. And so he's really kind of turned his attention away from Gaza in the last couple of weeks and put it on Lebanon. And the prime minister of Lebanon flew into New York. He was not expected here. He flew in for an emergency meeting last night of the UN Security Council. And the French foreign minister announced that the US and France have been working on a 21-day ceasefire truce for Lebanon and Israel to try and calm tensions down with Hezbollah.
What's on tap for today as far as the speeches go?
Well, in a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Kenyan President Ruto. We're also going to hear today from General Burhan from Sudan. He's also scheduled to give a press conference later today, so that should be interesting. We're hearing that the SAF, there's some major fighting going on in Khartoum today, so we should be get some updates perhaps from him about it. So I'll be listening for those two in particular. And we'll also be hearing from the Haitian Prime Minister, I believe, and that will be interesting for us because Kenya, you know, is leading this multinational force in Haiti that's trying to subdue the gangs that are causing all sorts of violence and suffering in Haiti. So it'll be interesting to hear from the Prime Minister of Haiti about how that's going, and also from President Ruto about whether Kenya will be staying or sending more troops, and what his plans are in terms of helping Haiti.
And would you say that there are some overriding themes at the General Assembly besides, of course, the Ukraine-Russia war and the Gaza-Israel-Hamas war? Are there other things that keep coming up?
Yeah, you know, those two conflicts are really, really drawing a lot of the attention, a lot of the energy. The diplomats are really scrambling, especially now on the Lebanese issue. Sudan, though, is getting a lot of attention. We had a big humanitarian event about it. There were new announcements made on Wednesday. Actually, the U.S. announced $424 million for the humanitarian response for Sudan and the neighboring countries that are hosting refugees and returnees. The European Union announced €69 million, and the U.N. said they'd be giving $25 million from their emergency relief fund. So there's a big push to try and fund humanitarian efforts for Sudan. And there's also equally a push on the political and security front to try and get the generals to step back.